With GPB Savannah, I'm Cindy Hill with Coastal Georgia News Briefs for Thursday, April 19th. Savannah is joining a growing number of cities and counties in Georgia who are suing drug makers over the cost of opioid addiction. From 2006 to 2016, an average of 96 opioid prescriptions were written for every 100 people living in Chatham County. That's 6 points higher than the state average. Mayor Eddie DeLoach announced the suit yesterday. He says the city is suing 9 opioid manufacturers and 3 distributors with downplaying the risks of the drug and falsely marketing it to doctors. The city wants them to pay back money spent on law enforcement, health, and emergency care for people with opioid addiction. Fulton, Clark, Oconee, and Oglethorpe counties have also filed lawsuits, and a hospital in Candler County is also suing. Coastal Carolina Hospital is building a $15 million emergency facility in Hardeeville. The Island Packet reports it will be open 24 hours a day to handle emergency medical treatment, lab work, and scans. The hospital says it's responding to a need that's growing with Hardeeville's population. When it opens in summer 2019, it will become the first standalone emergency center in South Carolina's Lowcountry. The National Hurricane Center is shrinking the dreaded cone of uncertainty during the upcoming season based on an improving forecast record. The Miami-based center made the announcement Monday. Forecasters will now extend advisories, including warnings and watches, to 72 hours in advance of a storm. That gives people one extra day to prepare. The forecast cone has long been a fixture of the hurricane forecast, but frequently debated because the public tends to focus on the center track, ignoring dangerous winds and other hazards that can extend for many more miles. But NHC officials warn that the cone is still an imperfect estimate. The change comes following a record-breaking year for Atlantic hurricanes. 10 formed in a row, including Irma, the most powerful ever recorded outside of the Caribbean and Gulf of Mexico. You'll find more news at gpbnews.org.